Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, host live prayer, and I assign you a new task to complete each day. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is matters of the heart. Matters of the heart. And we're coming from Proverbs 4 and 23. While you're getting that scripture ready, I remind everyone that you can join me live for this hot breakfast by calling in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you cannot call in live, I leave your plate, your hot breakfast on the stove. Go to my website and you can hear this broadcast after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The website is feeldfire.com. F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com on our morning motivation page. I also remind you that I want you to share this broadcast with others as witnesses of Christ and in Christ. This is how we encourage others to start their day off right as well. By now, you should have that scripture ready. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 23. And I am reading from the KJV. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And what is our topic for this morning? Matters of the heart. Now, when you read that from the NIV or the New International Version, it reads, above else, above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. Matters of the heart. Are we there yet? Are you there? Have you made it there? Did you go over there? Or are you still here? No, I'm trying to get over there. We're on the road, on a journey to that place called there. We're following the map or the GPS on our way to there, to get there. Well, where is there? There is no longer here. It is the process of moving from where I am right now, which is here, the present, to get there, to the future, a destination of where I'm trying to go. Are we there yet? Matters of the heart. That everything you're doing, everything you're planning, everything you want to be, everything you're purposed for, everything you know is laid out for you, out of your heart flows the issues, the goals, the plans, the strategies of your life. Are you there yet? Guard your heart, because it is that place in which you begin to really take hold of who you are, where you're going, what you're going to do when you get there. Above all else, guard your heart. Now, we know that naturally, physiologically, our hearts are also the organ that pumps the blood throughout our body, that allows us to have natural life. Because if the heart stops beating, if we go into cardiac arrest and there is no resuscitation, it really doesn't matter if all of the muscles look good. It doesn't matter if the body looks calmly or shapely. It doesn't matter if the hair looks good, if you had multiple degrees. None of that matters. It doesn't matter if you're beautiful or handsome, if you can sing and move mountains with your voice. If the heart stops pumping, then natural life ceases to exist. Well, this is the same way spiritually. God has breathed into us the breath of life, and he has given us the nucleus, or the heart spiritually, that guards every secret that he's ever told us, that comes in and encourages us, bolsters us, that gives us that warrior spirit to move forward to our destiny. But we have to be so careful about whom we allow speak into our lives, whom we allow to help plan our futures, whom we open up to, about our strategies, goals, and plans. These are matters of the heart to get from here to there. These are the issues of life, our deepest secrets, our deepest fears. These are the very essence of who we are. Matters of the heart. Who are you talking to about the very innermost parts of yourself? Who are you divulging your plans to, your goals to? Is this someone who's going to be there forever? Or is this someone who just turns and walks away? Matters of the heart. I want to be married. Matters of the heart. I want to have children. Matters of the heart. I want to love and be loved. Oh, this is the stuff we share when we are vulnerable, when we are lying open, spiritually naked before another person. This is where I want to be at the end of this year. This is where I want to be in 3 years. This is where I want to be in 5 years. These are my plans. I haven't shared this with anyone else, but I'm going to share it with you. Guard my heart. I am open before you. I'm naked before you, sharing every flaw, every fault, going down to things that no one else knows about, trying to move from this place called here to get to that place called there. My there. I'm there. Am I there yet? I'm there. Matters of the heart. Hallelujah. This is why the word tells us, you have to guard this thing. You have to guard this thing called a heart. Naturally, you got to protect it. You got to exercise. You got to eat right. You got to have checkups so that it stays within its best physiological state and keeps your body in homeostasis. Well, this is what the word also means spiritually. You got to guard this thing. You cannot just open it up to anyone, because out of it flows your very existence spiritually, your very purpose, your very being. God has set it within you to pump it throughout all of your spiritual being to get you from here to that place called there. Guard your heart. Open it only to the people who deserve it. I'm not just talking about a spouse in a romantic relationship. I'm talking about even with your friends, choose wisely. even with your coworkers, choose wisely. Even on your job, your bosses, choose wisely. Even at church when you're testifying, choose wisely. There was a lady who testified at church, and she testified about an issue she was going through in her marriage, but it wasn't in front of the entire congregation. It was actually at a very small women's meeting, and she testified about having endured physical abuse from her current husband and having decided to stay there and mend and reconcile that marriage. Well, in giving that testimony before that small group of women, she really just released her heart. I mean, she talked about years of physical abuse to the point where sometimes she would wake up and not even know what had happened because he had beat her so badly. Now, of course, for me, that would not be something I could stay in. And I would never encourage anyone to do so. But that was a choice she had made. Sadly, a lot of the women went out of that very small women's meeting. I mean, it was just women from that church. So she apparently felt safe to share matters of her heart. A lot of them went out and told other people about it. And it circulated around the church. And not only did it circulate around the church, it got back to her husband because her husband also intermittently attended our church. And so by the women going back and sharing this with their spouses, some of them shared it with him. And it caused a big uproar in her marriage. And she actually, you know, let people know what had happened about or by people going out and spreading this. I mean, it was a really big issue. And one of the things that I said, I never spread that, but one of the things I said later as someone discussed it with me was, you have to know how to guard your heart. Even in church, you can't tell everything because everyone is not on the same level. Some people are saved, some are not. And even those that are saved, there some are babes in Christ, some are teenagers in Christ, and some are wise in Christ. And even some who are wise or mature may still have an issue with gossiping. So you have to be very careful about the matters of your heart. This is your innermost being. Be careful with whom you share it. Guard it. Because the last thing you want is for someone to snuff out your vision, snuff out your purpose, rain on your parade, be that Debbie Downer who cannot encourage you, support you, nor help you because they're not the person to get there with you. You'll never get to "Are we there yet?" with them. Guard your heart this morning. Let's get ready and go into prayer because we're running out of time. Oh, wise Father, oh, magnificent Savior, we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you for the essence of your very presence. You said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there you will be in the midst. We honor you that you are in the midst this morning. Father, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you create in us a clean heart. We ask that you help us to guard our hearts so that we can make it to that place called there. We can get there with the ones whom you have given us to be in our lives to help us get to that place called there, who were designed and purposed, preordained to go there with us and us with them so that we live in a blissful state perpetually, more than enough, because we have released our hearts, released our dreams, released our purpose to those who were meant to hear it, to receive it, to love it, to share it, to enjoy it. Father, give us wisdom. Help us not to release to the people who are not meant to receive. Help us not to throw away our visions, our purposes, our dreams for people who were not meant to go there with us. These are matters of the heart, Lord, our innermost secrets, vulnerabilities, and fears. This is where we lie spiritually naked before people and say, see me in every flaw, every error, every deficiency. But love me, still accept me, go there with me, because I want to be there with you. Matters of the heart. Help us to lay our matters of the heart before you. You are a safe place where we can be vulnerable, where we can trust. We don't have to mince words. We don't have to speak eloquently. All we got to do is just tell you how we feel. Tell you about all our troubles. Tell you about all our visions or dreams. And know that you, Lord, will bless us and always be there with us. You'll take us to that place called there. Bless everyone on this broadcast. Encourage every heart this morning. Help us to know that you are the God of more than enough. And you love us. 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 You love me. You love this listener. You love this caller. You love us. You love us. You love us. You love us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are. Say, I love you, Jesus. Oh, tell him again, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And I'm going to guard my heart. Hallelujah. Our announcements for today, and then I'm going to give you our task very quickly. I'm so caught up in that right now. Our announcements for today is that I want to remind you that on Fridays, Feel the Fire Fridays, I take your prayer requests and I pray over them. So please go to the website, that's feelthefire.com. And on our contact page, please go ahead and be entering or typing in your prayer request. You don't even have to state your name, but just give me your prayer request so that I can read them on air and pray for them on Friday. As well, you are welcome to call in live each day of this week. That's 323-870-4180. Please set your alarms now to call in live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But if for any reason you miss it, go to the website, feelthefire.com, feelthefire, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. The broadcast is always posted after 8 a.m. Eastern. And you can also hear the other broadcasts from this week. This week alone, we have been dealing with some very great topics in relation to don't confuse substitutions as the original. We've also dealt with other topics in relation to love your own family first. So go back and hear those broadcasts. Now, our topic for this morning is matters of the heart. And your task for today is to share with the Lord and with the special person or people in your life that you're supposed to release to what you want from them and what you want to give them to help get to that place called there. Are we there yet? Yeah, we're going to go together. Share your matters of the heart, but guard your heart from those who are not supposed to receive it. I love you. I'll see you for breakfast in the morning at 6:30. Set your alarm now. It's 15 minutes of morning motivation with Evangelist Prophet Jordan. Love you guys.